This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Breaking news right now. Contractors have broken a water line in Water and Sewer District 1. The service area that's been affected is PD Ranch Road, and that's all the customers on that road around the county water system. Now, they will be reversing flow of water to make repairs, so you may see some water quality issues. You should boil water for the next 24 hours. Call 910-770-2158 to report any concerns. In other news this afternoon, a protest planned at Williams Township School was canceled after organizers went to investigate a weekend shooting in Myrtle Beach. Civil rights organizer John Barnett's Thug Group was protesting that a Williams Township substitute teacher has been exonerated on accusations of racism. Parents have rallied around the accused teacher. The parents and WTS supporters were outside the campus waiting to counter-demonstrate when word passed through that Barnett would not be coming to WTS today. We have much more on this story on our website. Now, in that Myrtle Beach shooting, three police officers were on paid leave after an alleged teen gunman was firing a weapon during an altercation on North Ocean Boulevard just before midnight Saturday. 11 people were hurt in the incident, and the gunman was killed by police. Much of Columbus County is now considered to be in a severe drought. The new state drought monitor on Thursday showed the county is right on the edge of being in an extreme drought. No burn bans have been issued, but fire conditions are worsening for the entire state. And if you must burn, please be extremely careful. No significant widespread rain is expected for more than a week. The jury summon scam is making the rounds again. One local man was almost taken for $4,500 by someone claiming to be with the sheriff's office. They called from a local number saying that the victim had missed jury duty. He was instructed to deposit money into an ATM to pay bond on the bogus charge. Thankfully, he did not. Officials said that the sheriff's office will never contact you by phone about jury duty, and they will never demand cash. The best defense is to simply hang up on such callers and report the number to law enforcement. This week is the 92nd annual North Carolina Strawberry Festival in Chavern. Events will be taking place all week long, leading up to the big day on Saturday. The Strawberry Parade has been moved to 11 a.m. this year, remember. Look for a full list of events on our website. Three youth, including a juvenile, were detained after allegedly stealing two cases of beer on Wednesday. James Huggins, age 18, and Leighton Hall, age 20, were charged with misdemeanor larceny, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and underage consumption of alcohol. Both the suspects were out on bond on unrelated charges. They allegedly took the beer from a local store and were sharing it with a 14-year-old when they were caught. The younger boy was released to a family member. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.